You're listening to KCBX News. I'm Benjamin Perper. The San Luis Obispo County Commission on the Status of Women and Girls is holding a panel and menstrual product collection drive to address period poverty. That's an inability to get these kinds of products due to lack of access and financial resources. KCBX's Rachel Showalter has more about how period poverty can impact women, girls, and gender-diverse people who menstruate.
Andrea Malik is the chair of the SLO County Women's Commission. She says the panel and drive are meant to spark dialogue and provide necessary resources to the community.
Hopefully, by having the conversation, making it a little bit less of a stigma to discuss the topic and to think about the topic and to realize that there are actually, you know, issues that people in our community deal with and that they can be approached from different angles.
The panel will include Assemblymember Christina Garcia and representatives of El Camino Homeless Shelter in Atascadero and the Community Action Partnership of SLO. Hamalik says they will discuss challenges in achieving period equity and offer potential solutions. The Women's Commission held a similar drive in 2018 to collect menstrual products for Echo Shelter in Atascadero. Hamalik says they are holding the drive again because the need has increased as a result of the pandemic. This time, the commission will expand distribution of the products to women's shelters, homeless shelters, food banks, family resource centers, schools, and other service providers in San Luis Obispo County. A recent study by the Alliance for Period Supplies shows that about 2 in 5 people who menstruate struggle to purchase period products due to a lack of income. According to that same study, 1 in 5 low-income menstruators report missing work, school, or similar commitments because of a lack of access to menstrual products. A 2021 study done by Kotex, a company that sells menstrual hygiene products, shows that period poverty has increased by 35% since 2018 in the United States. Malik calls these numbers mind-blowing. She says she knows there's a need for period products locally, and she hopes the panel and drive will create awareness about affordability and access.
How many times do we find ourselves in a situation where our periods start and we do not have a pad or a tampon in a bag? If you go to any public restroom, you expect that there will be toilet paper there and there will be soap there because those are basic hygiene items that we all expect to be there. Well, maybe we should start thinking about the period products being present there as well.
For more information about when the panel and drive will be held and the kinds of menstrual products being accepted, visit our website at kcbx.org. For KCBX News, I'm Rachel Showalter.